Burnham Cubette softball's on the air. KWHI's broadcast of the Cubettes game against College Station Lady Cougars is made possible by the Burnham Sports Friends Association. The pregame show is sponsored by K&H Portable Toilets, Modern Air Solutions, Bilski Waterwell Services, Computer Helpers, Apple Ford, Burnham National Bank, 3F Tree Transplanting Services, J&J Packing, Woodson Lumber Company, Burnham Nursing and Rehabilitation, Wellman Insurance Agency, Citizen State Bank, BVR Material, Cold Course Food, Dynamic Drains and Plumbing, and Drain Experts, Nathan's Barbecue, DDM Pipe and Steel, Blinn College, Tegeler Toyota, J&A Roofing, Bank of Burnham, HEB, Collier Construction, and Mr. Gaddy's in Burnham. We'll go out to the field and your hosts, Doug Brown and Tommy Lange, after these words from our sponsors.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
Hi, friends. Gary Dernberger with Bank of Burnham. Whether it's between innings or a pitching change, a break in the action is plenty of time to use Bank of Burnham's fast and easy-to-use mobile app or online banking. By the time the action resumes, you could have checked balances, deposited funds, or paid bills. To learn more, go to bankbob.com or call us at 836-3332. Bank of Burnham is a proud supporter of the Cubs and Cubettes. Go Cubs and bank with Bob in Burnham, Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. Member FDIC.
Well, so you got leaky pipes, clogged drains, or maybe an emergency plumbing situation. We've all been there. Dynamic Drains Plumbing and Drain Experts is here. Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in Brenham, College Station, and Bryan. Y'all, they're equipped with the latest in technological plumbing tools. Dynamic Drains stands behind their workmanship for 2 years. See their complete service list on their website, DynamicDrainsTX.com, and check out their YouTube channel at Dynamic Drains Plumbing and Drain Experts for all kinds of helpful videos and tips. Master Plumber's License number 40546.
You didn't like nerds in high school.
Nerds!
You didn't want to know a nerd throughout your college years.
Nerds!
Now you're working, socializing, and being entertained online. Uh-oh, now you need a nerd.
Nerds? What is a nerd?
The nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham can fix your virus.
Are all nerds as good as you?
And we welcome you out to Alumni Field. It is Seniors Night as the Brenham Cubettes will be playing their final home game of the regular season. And it's also the night where we recognize the six outgoing seniors on the team who are playing their final game in the Kelly Green and White. And we're going to have a ceremony for the seniors here here in a little bit, but unfortunately, this year going to be one we hope is just a 1 year bump in the road. But Cubettes, unfortunately, with the loss to Magnolia West on Tuesday night, they're not going to be making the playoffs this year, which is a shame. But still, it's been an interesting season, and now they just got to put it behind them and go ahead and get ready for next year. We got a lot to come here tonight, but first things first, we're going to send you back to the studios, and let's hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Barn dominiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Buildings has built their stellar reputation of customer service through 25 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their locations in Brenham or Bastrop.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Sending money to family and friends is quick and easy with Zelle. Find Zelle in the Brenham National Bank mobile app. Money sent with Zelle goes directly from your checking account to theirs and makes it easy to split the cost of a dinner with a friend, send money for a birthday, wedding, or graduation gift. Zelle is wholly owned by Early Warning Services, LLC, herein under license. U.S. checking account or savings account required to use Zelle. Transactions between enrolled users typically occur in minutes. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking fun and easy. Member FDIC.
Apple Ford is proud to be sponsoring Brenham's finest baseball teams in the area. Blinn Buck Baseball, Blinn Ladybuck Softball, Brenham Cub Baseball, and the Brenham Cubette Softball teams. Apple Ford would like to wish everyone good luck who plays today. Stop by Apple Ford and meet with one of their helpful team members to assist you with ordering your new dream vehicle that will knock your expectations out of the park. Come on in today. Apple Ford, Highway 290 West in Brenham. You'll find Apple Ford is the smart choice.
Good morning.
And back we go here now, and Tommy Lang joining us now here for what's going to be, I imagine, quite an emotional night for the Cubettes. Of course, six seniors on the class here making their final appearance here at Alumni Field as players.
No doubt about it. It's going to be an emotional night, Doug, and my apologies to you and everybody at the station. You know, it's been a long day already, but it's okay. I made it home and I'm here, but it is. It's going to be a special, special evening. And the one thing I can say is I have enjoyed being around these young ladies. They're all going to be great professionals one day. And what I mean by professional, they're going to be professional individuals. And it's just very, very special to be a part of this evening.
It certainly has been. And the six young ladies we're talking about are Della Jasinski, Hallie Scheel, Kaylin and Kaylee Rodriguez, and also Nevaeh Holmes and Annie Beckendorf. And just to get them all one last, they're all going to be in the starting lineup tonight for the Cubettes. And we're about to have the presentation for the young ladies. And for those of you that made their way out to the ballpark tonight, they've actually got some beautiful gift tables, or beautiful recognition tables set up. And so you can take a look at some of the memorabilia that they've achieved over the last 4 years. Good turnout here tonight as well. And while we're at it, we're going to take a look at the current district standings. Now, this is an important game for College Station because if they win tonight, College Station will clinch the district championship. Meanwhile, Lake Creek is currently in second place. They are 11-2. And let's see, College Station 12-1, Lake Creek is second place at 11-2. Then you got A&M Consolidated, who's in third place at 10-3. Magnolia West, who's in fourth place at 7-6. You got the Cubettes and Magnolia, who both tied for fifth. They're 5-8. And then you got Montgomery at seventh place. They are 2-11. And then Rudder bringing up the rear at 0-13. Well, we hope to have the seniors' night ceremony coming up. I think they're trying to get them to cut the music off, and so we can go ahead with the senior night ceremony here. Got the parents as well making their way out onto the field.
Won't be any dry eyes here this evening.
No. Yeah, well, it looks like they're still going to still working on it. So while we're waiting, let's go ahead and send you back to the studios, and let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
For quality water well pump repairs and installation, call Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They have over 30 years of experience and can get your water flowing again. Bilski works on all brands of water well pumps and tanks. Plus, they can improve your water's taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Get the best water out of your well. Call Bilski's Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job is too small. Bilski's Water Well Service also offers trenching services. Call Steve Bilski at Bilski Water Well Service for a free estimate.
If you're in the Brenham area, don't let the team spirit stop on the field. Take charge. Load those buses and bring the whole team to Mr. Gaddy's Pizza to continue the fun. There's tons of parking and room for school buses. Bring the team and get the ball rolling at the all-you-can-eat pizza buffet, then play like a champion in their arcade filled with classic video games, Connect Four basketball, and more. After the game, head to Mr. Gaddy's in Brenham. You'll never strike out when you're bringing the whole team. Located just off of Highway 290 next to Flamingo Ranch.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Cub and Cubettes, along with the Blim Bucks and Lady Bucks, a successful baseball and softball season. BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
Softball memories include the series with Lake Belton last season and rooming with Casa Dasa at Dripping Springs. Annie will be continuing her softball career as a Glen Buccaneer next year and plans to major in ag business.
And we're back. We've got the senior ceremony going on. Holmes.
Known as
here at Alumni Field,
Warren Gentry and Brent Huslander, grandfather Trace Gentry and her brother Sam and her Nana in spirit. She received academic all district the last three seasons. Her favorite memory is the OG3. She will be continuing her softball career at State University of New York in Fredonia, majoring in business and marketing and with plans to become a realtor. She wants to thank her mom for always being solid and giving opportunities to grow and pursue dreams. She is also thankful for the Brenham community for embracing her and making her feel welcome. Number 8, Della Jasinski. Della is accompanied by her parents, Brad and Amy Jasinski, and her brother, Briley. As a freshman, Della was the newcomer of the year for the district. Her sophomore year, she was District 21 Pitcher of the Year, first team All Brazos Valley, and made the TGCA All-State team. Her junior year, she made first team All District and was named the Fellowship of Christian Athletes Female Athlete of the Year and was selected as the alternate for the TGCA All-Star team. She received academic All District and All Brazos Valley each her three seasons. In her high school career, she threw 20 shutouts, 5 no-hitters, and 2 perfect games. Della says, "It's been an honor, a privilege, and a blessing to be a Brenham Cubette. I hope there are young softball players anticipating their future as a Cubette, as I did, and pray that they experience the same love and support from this amazing community of fans as I did. It truly has changed my life forever. I will forever be a Brenham Cubette. Thank you, Brenham Softball." Number 17, Kaylee Rodriguez. Kaylee is accompanied by their dad, Jose, and brother, Clayton Schwartz. Kaylee is a 3-year letterman. Her favorite softball memory is the area playoff game versus Pflugerville. Kaylee plans to attend Glenn College with hopes of pursuing a career in ag business. Kaylin Rodriguez. Kaylin is accompanied by their mom, Lana Rodriguez, and brother, Cash. Kaylin is a 4-year letterman. Her junior season, she received first-team All-District first baseman, as well as first-team All-Brazos Valley. She has been on the academic All-District team the past three seasons and received the Ed Pockel Coaches Award in 2022 and 2023. Her favorite memories include laser tag in Dripping Springs, and putting a hole in the hotel wall because her and Kinley were making a TikTok. She will be continuing her softball career at Segu and intends to major in business. Both Kaitlyn and Kaylee are going to miss playing for such a supportive community and playing alongside the girls they grew up with. They want to thank their teammates for always pushing them to be better than the day before. Number one, Hallie Scheel. Hallie is accompanied by her parents, Matt and Lindsay Scheel. Hallie is a two-sport, four-year letterman. In softball, she received first and second team all-district honors, as well as first and second team all-Brazos Valley honors. Her favorite memory is the comeback victory against Lake Belton last year to advance to playoffs. Hallie will be continuing her softball and academic career at Blinn College, where she plans to major in kinesiology with plans to become a physical therapist. To the parents and family members on the field, thank you for all the support you have given your daughters and this program. We know this support goes far beyond sitting in the stands on game nights. Seniors, we are so proud of you and will miss your presence, but want you to remember, once a Cubette, always a Cubette. You have made an impact not only on this team, but on this community as well. You have been a part of a special tradition and legacy. We wish you the best as your journey in life continues. Please come back and visit as often as you can. Please give one last applause for these outstanding senior Cubettes.
All right, that is the Seniors Night Ceremony, and we'll continue with more of the pregame after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Almost every child in Washington County dreams of being one of Brenham baseball or softball legends. Collier Construction, along with parents, teachers, administration, and coaches, are proud of the young men and women and are here to support our youth of Washington County. Let's teach our kids the value of setting a goal and achieving it. Collier Construction in Brenham is looking forward to this year's baseball and softball season. Collier Construction, building for Brenham's future.
Tegeler Toyota in Brenham will pay you cash for your car. Have an extra vehicle? Tegeler Toyota will buy it. Just bring your car or truck in with your title, and Tegeler Toyota will write you a check for it that same day. Still owe money on your vehicle? No problem. They'll pay off your vehicle and write a check for any equity today. If you're not using an extra car or truck, Tegeler Toyota wants to buy it. To find out more, just give them a call today or stop by Tegeler Toyota on Highway 290 Loop in Brenham.
Oh no, it's heating up outside and our air conditioning is barely working.
Chill out, big guy. I've already called Modern Air Solutions. With this Texas weather, they got us covered.
Modern Air Solutions specializes in servicing your existing unit as well as the installation of energy-efficient heating and cooling systems. Find them on Facebook or call 979-451-5004. Modern Air Solutions. Honest work with always a fair price. Financing options available. License number TACLA 741660.
K&H Portable Toilets, celebrating over 40 years of bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to Washington and the surrounding areas, festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Join K&H Portable Toilets in supporting the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes this baseball and softball season.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
And back we come here, and it's time now to take a look at our starting lineups. And the starting lineups are brought to you by the Bank of Brenham Bank. With Bob, the Bank of Brenham, the bank you take with you, and the bank you come home to, your only downtown hometown Bank of Brenham, local, friendly, mobile, member FDIC. And for the visiting College Station Lady Cougars, it's going to be Kalea Carrion leading things off, and she'll be playing second base. Batting second will be the catcher, Chloe Ream. Batting third will be the pitcher, Gracie Ream. Batting fourth, third baseman, Bryce Clendenin. Batting fifth will be the shortstop, Shannon Yates. Batting fifth, center fielder, Mia Wiggins. Batting seventh will be the left fielder, Hayden Urban. Batting eighth, designated player, Bella De Leon. Batting ninth will be the right fielder, Bailey Southard. And then playing first base will be Simone Clark. And now for the Brenham Cubettes starting lineup, it'll be Avery Maurer leading things off playing shortstop. Batting second will be the center fielder, Hallie Scheel. Batting third, left fielder, Sarah Mabee. Batting fourth will be the first baseman, Kaylin Rodriguez. Batting fifth, third baseman, Andy Beckendorf. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Kaylee Rodriguez. Batting seventh, second baseman, Mackenzie Thiemann. Batting eighth will be the catcher, Stella Landry. And batting ninth, the designated player, Nevaeh Holmes. And doing the pitching for the Cubettes will be Della Jasinski. That is a look at your starting lineups, and we'll be back with more of the pregame after we send you back to the studios, and let's hear some more from our sponsors.
When you shop for a new car or truck, you probably don't look at only one make and model. You want choices. When you buy insurance, you should have choices too. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. Because we're an independent insurance agency, Wellman Insurance can offer you many choices of insurance companies for your new vehicle. Companies you're familiar with, like Travelers, Nationwide, Safeco, Germania, Progressive, Hohheim Prairie, just to name a few. And we'll search for the best discounts available. Get more choices by calling Wellman Insurance Agency today. Or visit our website at insurance.com for the location nearest you.
H-E-B is an avid supporter of today's youth and proud sponsor of the local sports teams. No store does more to bring Brenham families the very best at great low prices. H-E-B in Brenham has over 300 varieties of cheese, a full-service meat market with experienced meat cutters, plus fresh seafood deliveries daily. There's also over 1,000 wines, an artisan bakery, and hundreds of organics. See their circular for weekly specials and meal deals. They've got it all at H-E-B in Brenham, Highway 290 West and Highway 36 South.
Need a new roof but don't know who to trust? There's no need to worry when you call a company with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau like J&A Roofing in Brenham. J&A Roofing has been providing premier roofing services to the area for over 25 years. They specialize in all aspects of roofing, from new conventional to green energy-efficient roofs and repairs for both homes and commercial roofs. Call J&A Roofing today at 979-277-0625. J&A Roofing is a proud supporter of the Brenham Cubs and Blinton Buccaneers baseball softball season.
Throw on your Cubs gear and get ready to cheer. Citizens State Bank is proud to be sponsoring the Brenham Cubs baseball and Cubettes softball teams. At CSB, we pride ourselves in always stepping up to the plate and putting you first. Not just in banking service, but in the community too, because our hometown is your hometown. Come show your Cub pride alongside of us during the Brenham Cubs baseball and Cubettes softball games. Citizens State Bank, hitting your standards out of the park since 1925. Local people, making local decisions. Member FDIC.
And back we go here to Alumni Field, and it is the Brenham Cubettes getting set to take on the College Station Lady Cougars. It's time now for our Game Time Weather Update, and the Game Time Weather Update sponsored by Blinn College. With the state's highest academic transfer rate and low tuition and fees, Blinn's a great choice for your future. To learn more, visit blinn.edu. And right now we got 81 degrees here at the ballpark under mostly cloudy skies. Sunset scheduled for tonight at 7:56. And then tomorrow we are looking at an 80% chance of rain for tomorrow, with a high of 81, but then it's going to get down to 53 degrees for Sunday morning. So be a cool commute to church on Sunday.
It's going to be a little on the chilly side. We've had this Indian summer here. It's been so pretty and so nice, but that's okay. It's all right.
And they dropped it down to a 30% chance for Sunday morning as well. So that's a look at your weather forecast, as we said, brought to you by Blinn College. And we'll be back with more of the pregame show after we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Cold Course Foods, operator of Burger King in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and surrounding area, supports the Brenham Cubs, Cubettes, Blinn Bucks, and the Lady Bucks, and wishes them good luck in the 2024 season. If you're looking for great food, fast service, and a friendly smile, head to Burger King in Brenham at 1107 North Park Street or in Chapel Hill at 9011 Highway 290 East. Choose from the Whopper, the Crispy Chicken, or the Spicy Crispy Chicken Sandwich. Don't miss these great sandwiches only at Burger King, where you can have it your way.
Join Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation for the Senior Fan Drive in partnership with Traditions Healthcare. Now through Saturday, June 1st, you can help make a difference in the lives of seniors in need by donating new fans to the Margaret E. Blizzard Senior Activity Center. Your contribution will bring relief and comfort during the warm summer months. Donate your fans at Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center or contact Alice at 451-9592 for more information. Come together to support your seniors and ensure they stay cool and comfortable this summer.
Start preparing for warmer weather and keep your livestock cool with a new stock tank from Woodson Lumber. They have any size to fit your needs and budget. Woodson Lumber offers a wide range of treated fence posts, barbed wire, and field fence to suit any property size and keep your livestock secured and protected. With expert staff to guide you and high-quality products that cater to your specific needs, Woodson Lumber is your one-stop shop for everything you need to thrive in your farm or ranch. Come visit us today in Brenham, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Are you looking to add shade trees to your new or existing home or replace new ones in your pasture? You should contact 3F Tree Transplanting today. 3F Tree Transplanting offers relocation services, clearing, and drip line installations, and they have a variety of trees, both big and small, for sale to go on your property today. For more information, call 337-2981 or go online to 3ftreetransplanting.com. 3F Tree Transplanting is proud to sponsor the 2024 baseball season for the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes and the Blend Bucks and Lady Bucks.
Play ball!
The pregame show is sponsored by K&H Portable Toilets, Modern Air Solutions, Bilski Waterwell Services, Computer Helpers, Apple Ford, Brenham National Bank, 3F Tree Transplanting Services, J&J Packing, Woodson Lumber Company, Wellman Insurance Agency, Citizen State Bank, BVR Material, Colcourse Food, Dynamic Drains, Plumbing, and Drain Experts, Nathan's Barbecue, DD and Pipe and Steel, Brenham Nursing Rehabilitation, Flynn College, Tegler Toyota, J&A Roofing, Bank of Brenham, HEB, Collier Construction, and Mr. Gaddy's in Brenham. Let's head back to the field with your hosts, Doug Brown and Tommy Lingy.
All right, we are back here at Alumni Field. Coach Olivia Van Hook and Coach Vinny Carrion for College Station having a meeting with the two umpires for tonight's game. And very nice ceremony there with the young ladies. And how about Coach Jamie Maurer doing a nice job on the introduction?
I tell you what, Coach Jamie did an excellent job. Giving all the credit to the young ladies, those graduating seniors, and it couldn't have been a better picture because she's so familiar with each and every one of them.
Oh, absolutely. And they're going over the ground rules here at the ballpark, and we're about ready to have our official player introductions, and then also we're going to have the national anthem as well, and we'll be ready to get this one underway. So glad you could be with us wherever you happen to be across our great listening area. I see Coach Roberts has made it here. I knew she wouldn't miss the final game here for these young ladies that have been part of her program for the last 4 years.
No doubt about it.
And so now I think we're about ready to get this one going with the official intros. Cubettes dressed out in the gray uniforms with the green letters and numbers. College Station dressed out all black with purple letters and numbers and white trim.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Alumni Field. We are so glad you could join us for tonight's game between the College Station Cougars and your Brenham Cubettes. A reminder that good sportsmanship is one of the primary purposes of educational athletics. Our student athletes recognize that judgment calls by officials, coaches, and themselves are made in good faith and should be respected. Spectators can support both of these teams by refraining from derogatory or demeaning comments and cheers today. Brenham ISD has a zero tolerance policy for inappropriate behavior towards athletes, coaches, officials, and other spectators. You will be removed immediately for this behavior. We hope that you will enjoy the game and support the athletes in a positive and sports-like manner. Now, let's meet the players in tonight's game. Starting for the visiting College Station Cougars, the reserves, number one, Mary Stackhouse. Number four, Brianna Pruitt. Number five, Dallas Ariano. Number six, Caitlin Gogan. Number 11, Reese Dalton. Number 14, Ella Sim. Number 15, Amber Aguilar. Number 19, Mia Ramirez. And number 43, Aubrey Litton. And now for the starters for College Station tonight. Starting at second base, number 23, Kalia Carrion. Next up, the catcher, number 12, Chloe Ream. Pitching tonight, number 20, Gracie Ream. In the four hole, number 9, third baseman, Bryce Clendenin. Up next, the shortstop, number 8, Shannon Yates. The center fielder for tonight is number 2, junior Mia Wiggins. The left fielder, number 13, Hayden Urban. In the DP spot, number 3, Bella DeLeon. The right fielder, number 10, Bailey Southard. And the flex for tonight, number 44, Simone Clark. Head coach for tonight is Vinny Carrion. Assistants, Kristen Gutierrez, Dayton Isabel, and Caitlin Francis. And now, introducing the Brenham Cubettes, starting with the reserves. Number 5, J.C. Hagar. Number 11, Kinley Ankoviak. Number 12, Heidi Busker. And number 18, Kylie Baker. And now for your starters tonight, starting at shortstop, number 4, Avery Maurer. In center field, number 1, Hallie Shield. In left field, number 14, Sarah Maybe. At first base tonight, number 20, Kaylin Rodriguez. At third base, number 15, Annie Beckendorf. Starting in right field, number 17, Kaylee Rodriguez. At second base, number 9, Mackenzie Tiemann. Catching tonight will be number 16, Stella Landry. In the DP spot, number 2, Nevaeh Holmes. And starting on the mound tonight, your pitcher, number 8, Della Jasinski. The Cubettes are coached by Katie Roberts, Olivia Van Hook, Megan Whalen, and Ryan Campbell. If you would now please rise, remove your hats, and join us in the singing of the national anthem.
All right, and we're about set for the tonight's first pitch, but first let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Center Church Brenham seeks to display the good news of Jesus Christ in every part of life. Now located in the old First Baptist Church at 304 North Market Street in Brenham.
Focused care at Brenham, providing inpatient rehabilitation and 24-hour nursing care, where your loved ones are treated like family.
T3 in Brenham, complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Hyundai of Brenham, Highway 290 West, offering Hyundai Assurance and America's best warranty.
Tilleman Construction and Stega Tilleman Plumbing, your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
Citizens State Bank, local people making local decisions since 1925. An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Quick Lane Tire and Auto, Brenham's go-to place for routine auto care. Highway 290 West, next to Apple 4.
Shop where the builders shop. Woods and Lumber Company in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105, providing a family-oriented community with multiple tiers of membership.
Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles, family-oriented general and cosmetic dentistry on South Bluebell Road.
And we come back here to Alumni Field, and it will be Kalea Carrion to lead things off for the College Station Lady Cougars. We're just about ready to get underway with the ball game here. Della Jasinski in the circle, working to Stella Landry behind the plate.
Number 23.
Pretty special night, Doug. We get to see Della again.
Mm-hmm.
One more time.
Yep. And right side of the infield, Kaylin Rodriguez at first, McKenzie Team in second, left side, Avery Maurer short, Annie Beckendorf at third. And the first pitch. Oh, come on, Blue. And the first pitch is a ball, 1-0.
I don't think we've seen this Blue this year.
Yep. And base umpire comes in to say something to Della, and then not really sure what that was about. Yeah, now the infielders all coming in is like, that was odd. And so we're ready now with the pitch number two. Outfielders for the Cubs, Hallie Scheel in center. It's Sarah Mabee in left and Kaylee Rodriguez in right. And the next pitch. Oh, geez, really? We're going to have one of those nights, and it's ball two.
We had one Tuesday.
Yeah.
It's that kind of week. That's what it is.
Yep. Next pitch, inside.
Hitter.
And, yeah, the hitter. That'll send Carrion down to first.
Up next, number 12, Chloe Green.
It's not the way we wanted to start the game.
No. That one, though, looked like it just got away from her. Yeah, I was talking to Nicholas from the banner before the game. He went to the Cubhead game on Tuesday night against Magnolia West, and he was telling me there was some funny business going on there as well with the umpire. And pitches a strike called 0-1.
That's never happened before in Magnolia.
No. And next pitch outside for a ball.
I'm looking at Coach Otto Kemper down there also. He's pretty intent also.
Oh, yeah. One ball and one strike. That old Grandpa's Road down there.
I'm telling you.
There's a lot of wisdom down there. Pitch fouled away. Yeah, one ball and two strikes.
I like the way you said that. Very positive.
Yep.
Very positive.
And the 1-2 from Jasinski. Foul back in at the screen. Count will hold at 1-2. Of course, other district games going on tonight. You got Montgomery's at A&M Consolidated, Lake Creek at Rudder, and Magnolia West is at Magnolia. And pitch down low, a ball. And Runner takes off and steals second. And appeal to the base umpires asking where she went.
That's why this game is so important. You mentioned Lake Creek and Rudder.
Yeah.
That's why this game is so important for College Station.
Yeah.
Because that's almost a sure win unless the field caves in.
Right. And this one's going to be popped up, and that's going to be out of play over into the stands down the right field line where the College Station folks are. And they've got a pretty good turnout as well.
I'm going to tell you, they have a crowd. Those parents and grandparents and whatever, they follow their team.
Yeah. Should make for a lively evening. Two balls, two strikes. Runner at second. Nobody out here in the top of the first. We're just underway. And that one, the pie gets away from Landry, and the runner will move off. Will move over to third.
Okay, Della, let's have a strike.
You got it, Della, right here, kid. Maybe you won't, Della.
And the 3-2. That one's going to be sent a high pop. Shields calling for it out in center. And throw it back to third. And they kept carry on from advancing. I was kind of surprised by that, throwing behind the runner instead of throwing ahead of the runner.
I think Coach Carry On saw where the fly ball was going, and he was in short center field, and he had her fake it, and Callie was paying very good attention and threw to third base and a little closer than she probably really wanted it.
Yeah, and also, too, you got to remember, she has a great arm out there as well.
She's very good arm.
And pitch. Just missing, I'm guessing inside.
We're not saying he's bad, but you know, I don't think you and I have seen this umpire.
No. And so far, his strike zone has been microscopic. And that time gets it in there for a strike. And a 1-1 delivery. Another close pitch on the inside part of the plate, and it's 2-1. Gracie Ream, the batter, trying to bring home Carry On with the first run of the ball game for the Cougars.
I like the way Della's moving her pitches around.
Yeah. And that one down low, a ball, nice block in the dirt there by Landry, and it's 3-1. Bryce Clendenin waiting on deck, cleanup hitter. And 3-1, down low ball for Doreen. And that will put put runners at the corners.
The batter, number 9, Bryce Clendenin.
And doesn't look like they're going to run for Ream. They're just going to let her stay in there.
Memory serves me correctly. I think she was a player when we saw the game in College Station.
Yeah.
What I mean by a player, you don't take her out for anything.
Yeah. And pitches up high for a ball. 1-0 count. One out, runners at the corners. And down low for a ball. Ream fakes a break but doesn't go. It's a 2-0 count on Clendenin. And turns on one. It hits it foul down the left field side.
That's way up the hill.
2 balls and a strike.
Yeah.
And that one upstairs, a ball, and it's 3-1. And next pitch is going to be popped up. And Maurer makes the catch for out number two.
There you go.
And so now
Shaden Yates, the batter.
And pitches inside for a ball. It's 1-0. And foul back. One ball and one strike on Yates.
Tell you what, good lively fastball there from Della.
And in there for a strike.
That was a really nice pitch there by Della. Just a little above the knees, right on that outside corner.
One ball, two strikes. And that one outside. And it's 2-2. Green faked a break but didn't go. That's one of the best got her on strikes. And that'll retire the sides. In the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, and two left on. We go to the bottom of the first inning, no score. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
The Brenham Church of Christ invites you to join them on Sundays at 9:45 and Wednesdays at 6:30. And remember, let your light shine.
Kay's Mud Hut, Brenham's Doggy Resort. Let your pets relax, put their paws up, and stay a while.
Rob's Fun Center in Brenham, for your new and pre-owned power sports vehicles and all your service needs.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105, featuring computerized wheel alignments and balancing.
Blake Sander with Apple Ford in Brenham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait, go see Blake.
Thrivin Financial, see agents Ray Weiss, Marvin Spreen, Ryan Oschenbeck, Annie Molly, Barney Lush, Sean Weiss, and Casey Henley.
In the market for a new ride? Stop in at Apple Ford in Brenham and ask for Johnny, the car guy.
3F Tree Transplanting, the best trees and transplanting services in Washington County. Go online to 3FTreeTransplanting.com.
WC Tractor, serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at WCTractor.com.
Brenham Family Dental, offering exams and x-rays and accepting new patients at 2001 South Market in Brenham.
Who needs you? Volunteer at CASA for Kids, 1500 South Day in Brenham.
Forever Young Resale Shop, 701 East Commerce, for gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
Collier Construction, time-honored values and innovative strategies since 1938.
Buck Williams with Apple Ford and Hyundai of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer, because that's what you are.
It'll be Gracie Ream out on the hill, or in the circle, rather. And Maurer steps up for a first at bat. And pitches up high for a ball, 1-0.
What the Cubettes need to do is do just like College Station did. Let's get Avery on base.
And next pitch up high for a ball, and it's 2-0. And Maurer sends this one a high pop. Shortstop calling for it. And underneath and making the catch is Yates for out number one. Yeah, it's going to bring up Hallie Shield now.
Tell you what, while Hallie's coming up,
one,
we're going to commend our main gentleman, Walt. Hallie has all the seniors' numbers behind the infield. And Annie, Kaylin, and Kaylee, the numbers up on the best seats in the stands.
Yeah, and then the other three numbers
on the other side.
On the, behind them on
yes.
there. So, yeah.
Great job,
looks
Walt.
Great. And so Shield batted, first pitch to her is a ball, 1-0. Left-handed hitting center fielder. And pitch is a strike call, 0-1. That's our coach Jamie Ingram in the stands here tonight. Hallie and also Annie Beckendorf going to be joining the Blinn Bucks next season.
Doing a little observing.
Checking on her future players. Yeah. And that one foul away. One ball and two strikes.
We felt it was a good time to commend Walt because one of our seniors is up there. So
yeah.
Great job.
And that one is back over the middle, and it's going to be booted by the shortstop and into center field.
Up to bat, number 14, left fielder Sarah Maybe.
Let's see what we're going to have here. If they score that an error or if they score that a hit.
We'll see what they did and what Walt and I felt. But
yeah. Oh, wait, wrong one. Yeah, first pitch is a strike call. Oh, they did give her an infield hit on that. Okay.
Okay.
So
I was wrong.
They did give Hallie the hit on that. And maybe swings and misses. And no balls and two strikes.
I see a kiddo right here. I shorted up, put in play, kid. Yeah,
pitch foul away. That'll hold the count. And 0-2 on maybe. Maybe a junior left fielder. And that one grounded foul up the first base side. Swung on and missed, and maybe down on strikes. It's two away now.
That was a pretty good changeup right
the batter,
there.
And first base,
Sarah just couldn't catch up to it.
Senior, Kaylin Rodriguez.
And so Kaylin Rodriguez, the batter. And Kaylin going to be playing next year for the Southwest Assemblies of God University. And pitches up high for a ball runner going, and she is going to be safe. Stolen base for Hallie Shield.
Way to be, Hallie!
Shelly Yates couldn't handle that throw there by the catcher. Good stolen base.
And so Rodriguez.
Okay.
And that one foul away. One ball and one strike.
Go, KK.
Runner at second, two down in the pitch. Swung on and missed, one and two.
Went after that high fastball.
And that one foul up the first base side, little dribbler. And that'll hold the count at one and two.
Get ready, KK.
Cubbett's trying to draw the strike first here in the bottom of the first inning. And swung on and missed, and Rodriguez down on strikes. That'll retire the side. So in the inning, no runs, one hit. There were no errors, and one runner left on base. We go to the top of the second inning. It is no score. Back after we hear 60 seconds for the sports friends.
Apple Ford in Brenham, the go-to spot for your next new or used Ford.
J&A Roofing specializes in all aspects of roofing, from new construction to green energy efficient roofing materials.
The Toy Box Child Development Center, 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody's somebody at the Toy Box.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy in Brenham offers affordable customized treatment plans, flexible scheduling, and the latest in medical technology.
Edward Jones, Andrea Holly, financial advisor. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
For quality health care and the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care, 251-7705.
Brenham's favorite local car dealership. Shop online with Mike Leonard at appleford.com.
BVR Materials. They're more than just dirt haulers. They offer locally sourced materials and contractors for houses, barns, ponds, dozer work, and more.
Go see Anthony Jasinski at Mattress Guys in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center for hard-hitting savings on your favorite brands.
All right, and we're back here. And Della Jasinski warming up for her second inning of work. And it's going to be Mia Wiggins, followed by Hayden Urban, and then Bella DeLeon here in the top half of the second inning. Della Jasinski on for her second inning of work. And we just got a final on the Aggie game with Alabama this afternoon. Aggies winning it 18-9, the final score. And so they swept both of their games against the Tide today.
Aggies are making a statement.
Well, number one team in the country.
Mia Wiggins.
And it's going to be Mia Wiggins to bat here.
Good time of the year to peak.
Yeah. And pitches inside for a ball, 1-0.
Well, when they hired Coach Schlossnagel, Doug, it was only a matter of time when he was going to get it in order over there.
Yeah, and he's done all right. In just a short amount of time, has already done a great job. Yes. And pitch foul back. 1-1 count. And time is called. And I guess we figured out what he was saying. It was an illegal pitch. And Coach Van Hook going out to have a word with the base umpire to get, a clarification on what he's seeing that nobody else is. And outfielders coming in as well. And Ghost Van Hook starting to get a little animated out there.
We don't want to see another Brenham coach get tossed.
We already didn't have one this week. She's walking back to the dugout.
I think she had a look on her face like she lost the battle.
Yeah. And so it is. So instead of being 1-1, is now a 2-0 count. And Beckendorf just said something, trying to fire Della up. And yeah, pitch is swung up. And he called her for an illegal pitch again after she swung and missed. So it makes it 3-0.
I watched her heel, Doug.
Yeah.
I don't know how much. Are they getting that close?
Yeah.
It is close. I will say that it is close. But.
And Coach Van Hook out again, having words with the umpire Della as well. I think she's kind of, because from those of us that have seen her for the last 4 years, we don't see any difference.
What it could be deceiving to him is the better part of her foot.
Mm-hmm.
Is over the pitcher's
mm-hmm.
mound,
mm-hmm.
and as she comes up with her heel,
yeah.
And I'm not going against Della. That's not what
yeah.
I'm doing. I'm only perceiving what,
but
he may feel that he is.
Seeing. Yeah, and the rest of us feel he's being very nitpicky. And now Coach Whalen coming out as well.
I'm wondering if Coach Carry On maybe said something to the base umpire?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, so there, the conversation getting into it. And Coach Roberts, she's over here in the stands. She's not a happy camper either.
Let's see if we can get it ironed out.
Yeah, because this
let's get the ball game.
This is a different umpire group. We've never had this umpire crew, to our knowledge.
We've had the base umpire.
We have?
Yes, we have had him.
Yeah, him. I'll take your word for it. I don't remember him. But yeah, he's not endearing himself to the folks around here. Yeah, so I think they're going to have Della do maybe a couple of practice pitches.
The other thing, and I've never
yeah.
noticed her foot doing this,
yeah.
but her right foot is going mm-hmm. just a little bit to the left.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the protest continues here. Yeah, this is news to everybody because she's been pitching like this for as far as we know and has never been called for this.
Yeah.
Maybe he just wants us to put a batting tee up there and make it simple on everybody. And so now we're going to try to resume play here. It's a 3-0 count on Mia Wiggins, the leadoff hitter, in the top of the second inning.
You know what we need to do? We need to look at that bad boy up there and put it in stop.
Yeah.
Just when she's releasing the pitch.
Yeah.
Now, to me, that's, you know, if we're talking minuscule.
In there for a strike. No objection that time. And that one's going to be popped up and foul, so it's 3-2 now. And 3-2 pitch. Bounced up there, ball four. And it's a leadoff walk to Wiggins. And that'll bring up Hayden Urban.
The batter is number 13, Hayden Urban.
Right-handed inning left fielder. And pitch to her inside for a ball, 1-0. And pitches up high for a ball, 2-0.
Shake it off, Dell. Just those strikes.
And that one up high, ball three.
There we go.
And a strike called, and it's 3-1. Pitch is ball four, even though it looked like it should have been strike two. And another walk.
The batter, number three, Bella De Leon.
And Bella De Leon, the batter, designated player hitting for the first baseman, Simone Clark. And pitch is a ball, 1-0. And so far, umpire not giving her anything unless it's right over the plate.
Not very gracious.
Mm-mm. And that one turned on and foul down the line, 1-1.
De Leon turned on that one. Wow.
And this one's going to be sent a high fly ball out to left. Backtracking is Maurer and makes the catch out in shallow left. And that is one down. And Maurer had a long, she and Mabee were both going for it.
They were both there.
And
nice play by Avery.
Yeah, it looks like we're going to have a pitching change as Heidi Busker is coming in. And the infield, everybody wanting to give Della a hug. Della's going to get a nice hand from the fans as she exits. And Heidi Busker warming it up here.
I know good and well what it did. It affected her concentration.
Yeah.
And
not quite how she wanted to go out, but she had, what we can say, she's had an incredible 4-year run here at Brenham High School and given us some amazing moments over the years.
Tremendous career. And wish her well.
Absolutely.
In her future endeavors.
Yep, in Aggieland. Yep. And it's going to be Bailey Southard to bat now with one out and two runners on. So Heidi Busker coming in. And this pitching change is brought to you by Wellman Insurance. And that one foul away. Make the change to Wellman Insurance. Wellman Insurance is insurance you can trust and rely on for your health, life, car, home, personal, or business. Give them a call at 836-3613 to get a quote on insurance that's been customized to fit you and your life. That's 836-3613 for Wellman Insurance. Ground ball to third, knocked down by Beckendorf. Throws to Maurer. She was trying to cover third base, and runner is going to be safe. And so that allows Southard to reach, and that'll bring up Carrion. With the bases loaded now and only one out. And that will go down as fielder's choice.
Wow.
And Busker now in... First pitch is a ball. And next pitch, outside a ball, 2-0.
Those strikes, Heidi.
And that one foul back. It's 2-1. Right now for the Cubettes, it's just about getting it out anywhere. Infielders playing in. I can imagine anything that gets hit to one of them, they're coming home with it. They keep that run from.
There you go.
Next pitch, and that's ball three.
Oh, my goodness.
As we said, so far, this umpire not giving the Cubet pitchers anything close.
Tight strike zone.
Three balls and a strike. And that one fouled away. 3-2 now.
And so far with Heidi and also with Della, no one ever got a good, clean.
Yeah, they still don't have a hit yet. And that one is a fly ball out to left, maybe back. Makes the grab and throw in, and that's going to allow the run to score. It's a sacrifice fly by Carrion, and College Station takes a 1-0 lead.
The batter, number 12, catcher, Chloe Reeves.
And next pitch up high for a ball. 1-0 count on Chloe Ream. She flied out to center on her first time up. Next pitch in there for a strike, and it's 1-1.
We'll be glad when 25 is over with.
Yeah.
The two reams will be gone like the two Chihuahuas.
Are you Heidi?
I'm right here.
Swung on a miss. One and two.
Good pitch.
Yeah, that one fouled over to the first base dugout.
Another good pitch there by Heidi. Had Reem totally off balance.
Musker trying to get the last out here in the second inning. A run is in. College Station with a 1-0 lead. And up high for a ball. Two balls, two strikes.
Nice glove on the ball there by Stella. A high pitch.
And another foul ball, this one heading out toward the creek. Down low for a ball. 3-2. Yeah, this one's popped up and foul down the line. Three balls, two strikes. Runners retreat to their respective bases. Chloe Ream battling here with Heidi Busker. And this one is going to be a base hit to right field. And Rodriguez gets back in. And it's going to be an RBI single for Chloe Ream to make it 2-0 College Station.
The batter is number 20, the pitcher, Gracie Ream.
Time is called. Now I think they're going to get a courtesy runner for, well, courtesy runner for, yeah, Chloe Ream.
Is that four? Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, four. That would be Brenna Pruitt.
Brenna Pruitt.
So Pruitt running for Ream at first base. As Gracie Ream comes up, Gracie walked her first time around. We're in the top of the second. College Station leads it 2-0. And the pitch. Taken for a ball, and it's 1-0. Yeah, this one's going to be pop foul, 1-1.
Memory serves me correctly, Doug. Did she not hit a home run off Kylie in College Station?
I believe so, yeah. And this one, line drive, base hit. That'll score another run and make it 3-0, Lady Cougars. Back-to-back RBI singles from the Ream sisters. And so that puts two aboard now. And that'll bring up Bryce Clendenin.
The batter is number 9, Bryce Clendenin.
They are going to run for her now.
Yeah.
That's one, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Mary Stackhouse.
First pitch is a strike, 0-1. And strike called, 0-2. Letting in and fouls that away, and it remains 0-2. Yes. Strike three call and the inning is over. But it was a big inning for College Station as they do get three runs on two hits. There were no errors and two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the bottom of the second inning. College Station leading the Cubheads 3-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick some up today.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
Herman Furniture, there's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Mr. Windshield, here for all of your auto glass needs. 2831 US 290 West Brenham, 979-217-1034.
KT Auto Plus, General Automotive and Tractor Repair, located at 1006 North Park Street in Brenham.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden, your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 5 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your automotive needs.
Korth & Linke Welding, specializing in general steel structural and ornamental fabrication. Learn more at korthandlinkewelding.com.
Awards and more, creating customized awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley. Highway 36 South in Brenham.
Faith Mission, local people, local solutions, changing lives and making a difference, making his mission our mission.
And we're back here as we head to the bottom of the second inning.
Annie Beckendorf.
And it's going to be Annie Beckendorf, Kaylee Rodriguez, and Mackenzie Team in the bat here against Gracie Ream. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you on this Friday evening. And the pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0. And next pitch is a strike, 1-1. Beckendorf, one of the six seniors on the team. Going to be heading to Blinn College next season. And pops this one foul.
Exchanging green and white for blue and white.
Yeah. There's one thing I'm looking forward to with her and Hallie staying here. We get to call her games for two more years.
Well, that's good. I always love to see that, the local ladies or guys, staying at home here and continuing their careers at Blinn.
Yeah. And strike three called. Beckendorf caught looking for out number one. And that's three straight strikeouts now for Ream.
The batter is the right fielder, number 17.
It's also a great opportunity for mom and dad and other members of the family to watch them play.
And Kaylee Rodriguez, another one of our great seniors up there. Yeah, first pitch to her is a ball, 1-0.
Did I hear right? Ag business?
Yeah.
Very interesting.
I think they said she's going to Blinn. Yeah, Blinn next year to study ag business, which, from what I understand, is a great program over there. And pitches a strike call, 1-1.
They've got some class people in that department over there. Really, really good instructors in that agricultural department.
pitch is fouled back. One ball and two strikes. And speaking of Blinn, how about the finally got the totals in on the clay shootout from Susan Myers, and a record $138,000 raised.
Pretty amazing. Yeah. Pretty amazing. Thank everybody for coming out and assisting on that. And,
yeah.
And Doug, thanks for allowing me to have that day.
Oh, sure.
It was a very long day.
Yeah, but worth it, though, raising money for the student athletes of Blinn College. Yeah, that money will go a long, long way. Yeah, pitch outside for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. And that one foul away. Two balls, two strikes on Kaylee Rodriguez with McKenzie Tiemann waiting on deck. And down on strikes. No fire on down to first to complete the strikeout.
The batter is number 9, second baseman, McKenzie Tiemann.
And now McKenzie Tiemann, the batter.
It's four in a row, isn't it?
Yep. Starting to find her groove out there. Tiemann, a sophomore. In her second year at the varsity level. And pitch swung on and missed, 0-1. Next pitch in there for a strike, and it's 0-2. And next one fisted off and fouled over the right side. No ball, two strikes, two outs. And the pitch. That's going to be popped up, and that's going to go foul out of play once again over the right side. Off the changeup, and that one ended up going outside for a ball, 1-2.
Hey, good eye there. Good job by McKenzie.
She certainly did. And the 1-2. And that time swung on and missed, and Tiemann down on strikes. That'll retire the side. So in the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on, and we go to the top of the third inning. College Station leading Brenham 3-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Christy Schlotman, Farmers Insurance at 201 North Park, offering a wide range of auto, home, business, and life insurance.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Teamworks Parts, service and fabrication, gives each job the time and care it takes to give you the quality you deserve.
Plants and Things, a small town nursery big on happy customers. Highway 36 South, large enough to serve you, small enough to want to.
Brenham Quality Meat Market offers fresh meats and much more at 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
No matter what team you support, SSB Designs and Creations has a spirit gear for you. 301 West Main Street in Brenham.
For breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Chapel Hill Bakery and Barbecue is the place to go.
The Barnhill House Toys and Books, 606 South Austin. For the classic toys you remember, like pedal cars, trains, and rocking horses.
Pool Techs, the pool professionals, specializing in custom pools and spas with servicing available. 319 South Austin.
And back we go here to the top of the third inning. Heidi Busker on the hill.
Really?
And the Cubettes trailing here 3-0 to College Station.
I'll take that.
And it's going to be Shannon Yates to bat here. And this one, a slow chopper over to third. Beckendorf fires to Rodriguez at first and gets the out.
Nice play there by Annie.
And that will bring up Mia Wiggins. And next pitch is a strike, 0-1. Wiggins walked and scored the first run of the ball game for the Lady Cougars. And this one is going to be out into right field. And
Nice play.
Kaylee Rodriguez, great play out there in right field.
Kaylee got a great jump on the ball and just made a nice catch.
It's two down now, and that'll bring up Hayden Urban. Urban also walked, and she scored the second run of the game for the Cougars.
It's also two quick outs.
Mm-hmm. And next pitch is a strike.
We got an inside corner.
Yep. I think it's the first time the whole ball game. And this one, a high pop, and it's going into foul territory. And
good job,
McKenzie Kiemann got the catch to a tie the side. So that's a 3-up and 3-down inning for Heidi Busker. 3-up and 3-down. What a relief. Come to Brenham National Bank and get financial relief. They made banking fun. Member FDIC. And when we come back, we're going to do our home run inning after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Bosky's Jewelry at 210 East Main, proudly serving downtown Brenham for over 75 years.
Brenham Collision Center. Quality service, timely repairs, excellent customer service. 810 West Main.
Allen Day Funeral Homes. When you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
For dozer work, excavation services, demolition work for commercial and residential services. Baker's Ag Service.
K&H Portable Toilets. Call 836-0552. For clean, affordable toilets, remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
For professional real estate marketing, contact Ashley Yonke, broker associate with Hody Real Estate, BrenhamRealEstate.com.
Shop J&J Packing Company, wholesale meat distributor specializing in pork products.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Uniques, 708 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures, they preserve memories.
And we come back here. It's time now for the Buccaneer Food Store Nathan's Barbecue Home Run Inning. And I believe we got, is it $70 worth of gas? And it's going to be Stella Landry lead it off. And Stella hitting for
Brett Sander.
All right, Brett, you are first up. And the first pitch is taken for a strike, 0-1.
No one has yet to share with us yet.
Yeah.
But that's okay. That's okay.
Ooh. And pitch swung out and missed. And it's
there was that change up again by Reed.
remember, if a Cubhead hits a home run this inning, $70 worth of gas, and they hit a double or triple, it's worth a free rack of ribs. And pitch swung and a miss. Landry down on strikes. And that's now six in a row sent down by...
The batter is the DP, number two,
by Gracie
Reed.
Nevaeh
Holmes.
And Nevaeh Holmes, the batter. Another one of our seniors.
Judy Niemeyer.
Judy, you are up next. And let's see if we can get you some gas or some ribs. And don't forget Buccaneer Food Store, your convenient quick stop for gas, authentic homemade breakfast tacos, and original meat and fruit kolaches. And pitch swung out and missed 0-1. And also visit Nathan's Barbecue Inside for lunch specials daily. Your barbecue ribs, pork, brisket, side orders, barbecue sandwiches, hamburgers, stuffed baked potatoes with your choice of toppings. And remember their motto.
Ain't no fear about our rib.
You make the call. Buccaneer Food Store, Nathan's Barbecue, proud supporter of area sports and homes. Tried to lay down a bunt there and fouled it away. And it's 0-2.
And pork sandwiches.
Oh, yeah. Those pork sandwiches tonight were very good.
Staff did good again.
Yep. Yeah, swung on a miss. Holmes down on strikes, and that's two quick strikeouts there. And now that'll bring us back to the top of the order with Avery Maurer. And Avery will be hitting four.
Roy Wyand.
The batter's
all right,
up.
Roy,
number
you
four,
are up next.
Shortstop, A.G. Maurer.
You got to wonder if she's down there in the batter's box going, ah, come on, Mom.
Yeah.
And pitches up high for a ball, 1-0.
But do you know what? It is okay.
Oh, yeah.
It is okay. That's a proud mom.
Yes, she is.
And every reason in the world to be proud.
And pitch foul away. One ball and one strike. Trailing here 3-0, just trying to get something going off of Gracie Ream. And next pitch is a strike. That pitch hasn't been a strike for any of our pitchers, and now all of a sudden he calls it.
Get the bat on the ball, Avery.
And that one... Changeup stayed a little high, and it's 2-2 now.
Tried to get Avery to commit for that changeup. Good job. Good discipline.
Oh, that was a foot outside and called a strike, and Maurer not happy with that call. And that is a strikeout to retire the side. In the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. And no winner there, so that means our next broadcast will be up to $80 worth of gasoline in the Buccaneer Food Store home run inning. We go to the fourth inning. College Station leading this one 3-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Coverage, price, and service that only a local agency can provide. Wellmont Insurance. Neighbors serving neighbors.
La Morella's Meat Market, 1501 South Market. Groceries, fresh cut meats, produce, and bakery items made fresh daily.
Evans Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
The UPS Store and the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center. They do a lot more than just shipping. Come see what one store can do.
TNT Car Wash. Clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash. Across from Mariachi's on Market Street.
Bank with Bob. Bank of Brenham. Your only downtown hometown bank in Brenham.
Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant in Brenham offers a full menu with all your favorite Mexican appetizers and entrees.
Computer Helpers. Brenham's favorite choice for new computer sales and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day in Brenham.
Felder's Buy and Buy for groceries, snacks, drinks, check cashing service, and Shell Gas. 2111 South Market in Brenham.
Slider Furniture and Mattress Co. in Brenham. The home of Sealy Posturepedic beats Big City Gallery prices every day on Lazy Boy and more.
is number 3, Bella De Leon.
And Bella De Leon to lead it off here in the top of the fourth inning, as it is De Leon followed by Southard and then Carry On here in the fourth inning. The College Station Lady Cougars leading the Brenham Cubettes 3-0 here on Seniors Night. It's also the final night of the season for the Cubettes. And honoring 6 outstanding seniors for their final game here at Alumni Field. And next pitch, another one up. The only thing I can think of is high. And it's another ball. And you can start to tell Busker's getting frustrated, too, with this home plate umpire. And a pie for a ball.
You can bet Coach Roberts and Coach Van Hook will put in their points on this umpire.
And that one will be fouled away. 2 balls and 2 strikes.
That even goes back to my days, Doug.
Mm-hmm.
Our coaches would request umpires, and they normally got them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, ask Schumacher about referees during basketball season.
Yeah. He would never do that, would he?
Oh, yeah, I could tell you some stories on strike 3 called on the changeup there, and De Leon caught looking for out number 1.
Good job. Good pitch.
The batter is the right fielder, number 10, Bailey Southard.
He actually did tell a ref in one game, he said, after the ref was making a bunch of bad calls, he said, "This is the last time you're working in my building."
And he probably never came
back.
Yeah,
we never saw him again. Yeah, that one fouled away. 1 ball and 1 strike.
I've never seen it. Did he ever pull a Bobby Knight stunt? Like throwing a chair on the floor?
No, never got that far.
Not that far, but close enough.
Yeah. But he's had some animated discussions.
Yes. His famous words. Really?
Yeah. And that one up foul up the third base side. 2 balls and 2 strikes.
Coach Roberts is still here.
Okay, good.
That's good.
2-2, and that one is going to be foul down the line. Guess Phil must have the kiddos tonight.
Oh, yes.
And that one fouled away.
Spinning a kiddo right here.
And the 2-2. Back to the circle.
Oh, nice play.
Go ahead. Throw the first. Oh, just beat it out. Wow.
That Gerald got some wheels.
Yeah.
Woo.
Beats out for the infield hit. She was just absolutely
next
flying
up,
down that line.
3, Kalia Carry On.
She was burning some dust.
And to Carry On, the batter now. She's been up twice, been hit by a pitch, and then had a sacrifice fly that brought home the first run of the ball game. So 1 out, a runner aboard. And next pitch. No balls and a strike. One out. Next delivery, and that one is going to be sent out to left field, maybe back. Oh, and she'll haul it in for out number two. And now they'll bring up Chloe Ream, the batter.
The batter is the catcher, number 12, Chloe Ream.
Ream one for two with an RBI single, and she's also flown out to center. And Hallie Shield made a nice play on her back in the first inning. And that one lined. Fair ball down the line. And that is going to be at least a double. RBI double for Chloe Ream to make it now 4-0 College Station.
That was a blue darter down that third baseline.
It was absolutely
scalded. That one.
Scalded.
Next, number 20, pitcher Gracie Ream.
And talk about the speed, Doug. That girl scored easily from first base. I mean, she was motoring.
Yeah, I'm going to get courtesy runner again, and I think that is going to
be Pruitt running again.
And pitch is a strike. It's 0-1.
Hey, there we go.
And this one, high fly ball out to center. Shield underneath, and she'll grab it for out number three. So in the inning, one run, two hits, no errors, and one left on. And we are halfway through this one. College Station leads it 4-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Vacations anywhere in the world with Cruise Planners. Call 836-4085.
Whitner Plumbing LLC in Brenham, specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. License RMPL 9220.
Book your party early and let Skavisa Catering take the worry away. Call 836-8778.
With experience and knowledge comes the best results. Boo Christensen at Hody Real Estate in downtown Brenham.
Robert Service Station, Brenham's favorite full-service station on West Main for gas, tires, oil changes, and ice-cold drinks.
Brenham Heritage Museum, telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Herman Electric, LLC, serving Washington County and the surrounding areas with electrical wiring and repairs. Call Justin Herman today at 979-836-4179.
Cole Course Foods, operator of Burger King in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Giddings. Have it your way at Burger King.
Daryl Meyer, specializing in retirement and investment planning. Call to optimize your financial future, 836-9311.
All right, as we come back here, and we're in the bottom of the fourth inning, it means it's time now for our Whataburger recap. And the Whataburger recap brought to you by Whataburger in Brenham, located at 2801 Highway 36 South, with juicy burgers, creamy malt milkshakes, French fries, and fancy ketchup, adding big flavor to your hometown with online ordering available, perfect at all hours of the day, 24/7.
The fourth inning is senior number one, Hallie Shield.
As a Hallie Shield to lead it off, Shield has got the only comeback hit of the game, and that was a single back in the first inning off of Ream. And the first pitch was a ball, 1-0. Matter of fact, I think, if I remember correctly, in the game where we were at College Station, Hallie also had the only hit off of Ream.
You are absolutely correct. What she needs to do is break her rhythm. That's what she needs to do.
Yeah. And Shield said this one. Yeah. That is going to drop in. And that is going to be extra bases. Shield digging for two, and she's going to be in there with a stand-up double.
And guess what? We have a candidate.
Yes, we do. Candidate for our drive of the game.
Brought to you by Hyundai of Brenham. Sarah Maybe.
And Sarah Maybe now the batter. And anyway, it was scoreless until the top of the second inning. And then College Station got three runs on a sack fly by Carrion. And then RBI singles by both of the Ream sisters. take a 3-0 lead, and then they would add another one on an RBI double by Chloe Ream in the top of the fourth, and that one is going to drop in for a base hit. That's going to scoot all the way to the fence, and Sheil is going to score back-to-back doubles. And the Cubettes are on the board.
There we go.
That's what we like to see now.
Up next, senior first baseman number 20, Kaylin Rodriguez.
And Hallie Sheil just made the first run of the game. And the first run of the game brought to you by Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow, focused on helping you grow. If you're considering purchasing a farm, ranch, rural real estate, or even a new home, consider Texas Farm Credit for your financing needs.
And we got another candidate there with
Sarah
and her double and an RBI.
And now let's see if Rodriguez can keep it going here. Nobody out.
That's two very well hit balls off Ream.
Yep. And the pitch. Oh, come on.
Jeez.
That was outside and hadn't been called all game, and now he calls it a strike. And pitches outside for a ball. And 1-1.
You think he might live down the street?
I don't know. You know, it's too bad there ain't a third umpire up here. There was one big league game where, was it college or high school? But they got the PA people had gotten in trouble with the three umpires. They're playing the three blind mice over the speaker system. And Rodriguez with a bunt. Throw down to third.
She got her job done.
She did. Moves maybe into third base. And now let's see if Beckendorf can get that run home.
Senior number 15, third baseman, Annie Beckendorf.
A good opportunity here for the Cubettes to cut that lead in half.
And pitch from Ream, up high for a ball, 1-0. So maybe a third, only one out in the inning. And down low a ball, 2-0 on Beckendorf.
I think she's pitching around, Annie.
Got Kaylee Rodriguez up next. And a pie for a ball, 3-0. And that one called for a strike, and it's 3-1. College Station with a 4-1 lead now. And the pitch. And there for a strike, and it's 3-2 now on Beckendorf. And the 3-2. Outside ball four. And that will put two on now.
The batter is senior
Kaylee
number 17, right fielder Kaylee Rodriguez.
So you got runners at the corners, only one out. And a pie, throw down, maybe back in, and Beckendorf, meanwhile, to second. And it's a runner, second and third, only one out. Long base hit could cut this to a one-run game if Rodriguez could connect here. And next pitch swung on and missed, 1-1. And swung on and missed on the fastball, 1-2.
She could just make contact and get the ball on the ground anywhere. I feel that, and what I would do is I would send Sarah with good speed. Make something happen.
And swung and a miss. Rodriguez down on strikes. And that's two away now. And we'll bring up McKenzie Tiemann. And also going to bring Coach Carrion to the pitcher circle. Must be talking some strategy here. Big at bat here for McKenzie Tiemann. Of team and Gabet's already with one run in the inning off back-to-back doubles by Hallie Shield and Sarah Maybe. Now trying to cut some more into that College Station lead. And pitch to Tiemann up high for a ball, 1-0. Team and swings and misses, 1-1. That's just pure heat there from Ream.
Straight fastball.
Yeah, swung and a miss, 1-2. And Ream with the pitch. And Tiemann swung on a miss down on strikes. And that'll retire the side. So in the inning, the Cubs do come up with one run on two hits. There were no errors and one runner left on base. And we go to the top half of the fifth inning. And it's College Station 4, Brenham 1. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Automotive Detail Services, formerly ProClean Car Wash, providing the same quality detailing service to Washington and surrounding counties.
Schulte Farm Services, not just a feed store, full-service farming and ranching supplies since 1992.
Neal Financial Group, the Money Makeover Team, Doug Neal, Tony Navarre, and Jamie Key, 105 East Main Street in Brenham.
Wade Construction Services in Burton, your site development expert. Call 979-551-5358.
Calvary Baptist Church invites you to join them every Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are. Bush's Chicken, Highway 36 South. The best tasting chicken in all the fixins. Let them cook for dinner.
Contact A1 Quality Plumbing for same day service, free inspections, and estimates. A1 Quality Plumbing Services.
From fixing your pet to annual vaccines, choose Animal Friends of Washington County for the highest quality care at the lowest cost in Brenham.
McCoy's Lumber. From a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up. Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Brenham LP Gas, offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is their business. 836-2331.
And back we come here, and it's going to be Bryce Clendenin.
Number 9, Bryce Clendenin.
And Clint Denon to lead it off. She'll be followed by Shannon Yates and then Mia Wiggins here against Heidi Busker. And Clint Denon sends this one a fly ball to center. And underneath is Tally Shield, and she catches it for out number one. As it's now 4-1, Cubettes finally getting on the scoreboard in the bottom half of this inning. Or bottom half of the last inning to make it 4-1 off those back-to-back doubles. And I'll see if Busker can have a quick inning and then they can go back to putting the pressure there on Ream. And that one up high for a ball. 1-0 count.
And we had one good quick out.
Yeah. And next pitch. Wow. Another one. Man, that's 2-0. If our pitchers are missing, it's not by much. And that one, a ground ball in the hole. Knocked out by Bauer. And Bauer gets the out there. That's one for the highlight reel.
A web jam.
Yep. Put a blue star on that baby. And now it looks like we're going to have a
pinch hitter.
Now up to bat, number 43, Aubrey Litton.
Is it Litton or Dalton?
Litton.
Litton? Oh, I missed it. Sorry.
Okay.
By mistake.
And I believe last time, this is the daughter of the baseball coach, is it not?
You're right. You're absolutely correct. You're absolutely correct.
And so we're here in the top half of the fifth inning, two outs here. And let's see if Busker can make it a 1-2-3 inning.
And who is College Station have again this evening?
No, this is College Station.
No, I'm talking about the boys.
Oh, the boys. Have to look that up. Oh, wait, I got it right here. What am I thinking? They got Lake Creek.
Ooh, there you go.
And pitch is a strike call, and it's 1-1.
That's a big game for both of them, isn't it?
Yeah. Next pitch, outside of ball, 2-1. And right now over in Magnolia, you got Magnolia leading the Brenham Cubs 1-0. Play is in the top of the fifth inning there.
Cubs lost a tough one the other night.
Yep. Brody Heyman getting the start.
Giving up only one run. That's another solid performance for Brody.
Yeah, that one foul away. Two balls and two strikes. And we'll see the Cubs next week. They got their final two games of the regular season. We're going to be going to Lake Creek Tuesday night, and then Lake Creek will be coming here 1 week from tonight to wrap up the regular season. And pitch foul away.
It's been a heartbreaking season for that Cub baseball team.
Yeah. And that one is
taking
for a ball, and it's 3-2.
I like that changeup.
Kind of surprised Litton didn't go for that one. And the 3-2.
Got her on strikes.
And that'll retire the side. So that's a 3-up and 3-down in. 3-up and 3-down. Way to go, Brenham National Bank's the way to go. For the best banking products in town, member FDIC. And now it's time for the Mattress Guys giveaway inning. And be the third caller to the KWHI studios right now, 979-836-9937. And you'll win a Maloof Z-Pillow from the Mattress Guys, valued at $60. Just call in to 979-836-9937 and be the third caller. This cooling gel convolution pillow is infused with gel to create a cooler sleeping atmosphere, and you're getting yours at the Mattress Guys. Owner Anthony Jasinski, a native of Brenham and former Cub baseball player, invites you to stop in his store, 2668 Highway 36 South in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center. Stop in and check out their Sealy and Tempur-Pedic mattress sets and a wide selection of pillows and sheets. Remember, one pillow per family per season. If you want a pillow in the last 30 days, you're not eligible to play. And so we move on to the bottom half of the fifth inning. Cubettes trailing this one 4-1, and it's going to be Stella Landry, Nevaeh Holmes, and Avery Maurer to bat here against Gracie Ream. And Landry to bat. She struck out her first time around against Ream.
The batter is number 16, the catcher, Stella Landry.
Are you ready, Stella?
And the first pitch to her. Swung on and missed, and it's 0-1. And next pitch. Checked swing, and no, she did not go around. And it's 1-1. Swung and a miss, and it's 1-2. That changeup really keeping the Cubat hitters off balance.
And that is the pitch that has made Bream so effective.
And that one outside of ball. And pitch down low for a ball.
All right, here we go.
Yeah, it's 3-2.
Here we go. Get a runner. Let's get a runner.
And swung and a miss. And down on strikes goes Landry. And that will be one out. And now that'll bring up Nevaeh Holmes.
Batter is DP senior, number 2, Nevaeh Holmes.
Right now, Cubettes just looking for some base runners, trailing this one 4-1. They put a couple of runners on base the last inning. I'd like to get Holmes on here, especially with the top of the order coming up next. And the pitch is a strike called. And we got a winner on the Mattress Guys giveaway. Congratulations, Stacy Balsarik, the winner of the Z-Gel Convolution Pillow. So congratulations, Stacy. And don't let Jason try to sneak it away from you.
No, Jason. Once she gets a hold of that pillow, you're not going to touch it. Great couple, though.
Yeah.
That is a terrific family.
They certainly are. And pitch foul tipped into the mitt, and Holmes down on strikes.
The batter is leadoff, number 4, shortstop, A.G. Maurer.
And I think I got 12 strikeouts for Ream in the ball game.
Maybe I missed one. I know I've got 11.
And pitch up high for a ball, 1-0 to Maurer.
You are right. I missed one. I've got them all booked.
Yep.
I missed it.
And next pitch taken for a ball, and it's 2-0.
Hey, never too late, Avery.
Mauer 0 for 2 looking for her first hit of the night. And the 2-0, outside ball 3. Hallie Shield, who's got 2 of the 3 combat hits, is waiting on deck. And Chloe Ream going up to say something to Gracie Ream. And down low, ball 4, and Mauer draws the walk. Second walk issued by Ream, and that'll bring up Hallie Shield.
The batter is senior, center fielder number 1, Hallie Shield.
Shield singled her first time up, and second time up, had a double, and scored the first run of the ball game for the Cubettes.
You know, for this 4 years, we've watched Hallie, and for the 3 previous years, she did a lot of slap hitting. This, you see the other 2 previous at-bats, just a smooth, clean swing. Smooth, clean left-handed swing.
And takes the first pitch for a strike. And swung on a miss on that changeup, and it's 0-2.
Folks, and Doug will vouch for this.
Yeah.
This changeup by this young lady this evening is, it's a tough pitch to hit.
Yeah.
It gets you totally off balance.
Yeah, she's good enough to where she could throw it any time in the count either. And that one outside for a ball, 1-2.
Hey, good eye there by Hallie. Tried to get her to go for a pitch out of the strike zone. That was a setup pitch.
And a pie for a ball. We're in the bottom of the 5th. It is Collin Station leading the Cubettes 4-1. 2 outs and a runner aboard. Shield trying to move Mauer around.
Oh.
And fouled away.
Oh, she hung in there. Good. That was that change up again.
Yep, and it's 2-2.
Hallie got enough of it to stay alive.
And the 2-2. Foul back into the screen. Two balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. And that one, a chopper foul up the first base side. Nice play by Coach Whalen to stop that one.
Look at Coach Whalen bouncing around out there.
Yep. Yeah. Swing and a miss, and Shield down on strikes. And that'll retire the side. In the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors. 1 left on. We go to the 6th inning. Collin Station leads it 4-1. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Mr. Gaddy's in Brenham voted Reader's Choice best pizza and wings in the area. Located on Highway 290 West next to Flamingo Ranch.
Alexander Oil on FM 389 in Brenham. Serving retailers, commercial, and rural users with fuels and lubricants.
Visit Glasgow Stone and Landscape Supply for all of your stone, landscape, and plant supplies. Located on Highway 36 South in Brenham.
Experience truly exceptional service at Tegger Toyota. 1515 Highway 290 West and at TeggerToyota.com.
Woodman Life. For life insurance and financial security, call Amanda and Russell Coring, Christine Milbrad,
Dorothy Dunsworth, and Marie Taylor.
Head to Hart's Chicken in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham and get the all-you-can-eat chicken buffet.
See what the future has in store with Dr. Brandon Guillory and Dr. Brittany Bruton at TSO in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center.
Enhance your business at your one source for marketing solutions, Branded Graphics, 2507 Becker Drive in Brenham.
Select Furnishings, located next to Brenham Dodge, making your house a home for over 27 years.
We come back here to the ballpark, Jamie. We've got the good stuff going on.
I'm telling you.
Hayden Urban.
Playing some music.
Yeah. And it'll be Hayden Urban to lead it off, followed by Bella De Leon and then Bailey Southard here against Heidi Busker. We're in the sixth inning. And pitch just missing a ball. Landry leans back to ask the umpire where that one was.
And Urban looks at the umpires. What was that?
And next pitch. Oh, another pretty good looking pitch there, and it's a ball 2-0. And that one foul away. Two balls and a strike. And swung and a miss, 2-2. Good pitch there by Heidi Busker.
I'll tell you what, Heidi just went right at her and went right through it.
Swung and a miss, got her on strikes. And that's going to bring up Bella De Leon.
Number three, Bella De Leon.
De Leon 0 for 2.
I take that back. The batter is number one, Mary Stackhouse.
So Stackhouse going to bat for De Leon here. Coach Carrion going to his bench. Stackhouse had been used as a courtesy runner earlier, but now entering the game as a batter.
I was sure he had that already predetermined, and we did not look at the number, and I did not look at the number, and just wanted to make sure the umpire got it right.
Swung and a miss, and it's 0-1. And up high for a ball, 1-1.
Well, kind of a scary thought, Doug. Only one senior in their starting lineup.
Oh.
Well, there we go.
And pitch is a strike call. Yeah, I see that on the Ream girls here. They're both juniors. So we still got them again next year. Yeah, the only senior is the third baseman, Clendenin.
And we've watched her for several years.
Yeah. And next pitch, up high, gets away from the catcher, Landry, and it's 2-2. Next pitch up high for a ball. Three balls, two strikes. And swung and a miss, and another strikeout there by Heidi Busker. She's now struck out the last three batters.
There you go, Heidi.
And now Bailey Southard, the batter.
The batter is number 10, right fielder, Bailey Southard.
Heidi's really come on this year, Doug.
She really has.
She's really a bulldog out there on the mound. She's always working.
Yep. Pitch is foul away, and we get her for another year next year.
Yep.
And if she keeps on the – could you look at the improvement she made from last year versus this year, and if she can get that same kind of improvement next year,
she's going to – Tell you what, she's going to be something to think about.
Yeah. And same thing with Kylie as well. Yes. Kylie make a good progress. And
yeah, both of them, both those youngsters.
They got a chance to be a good 1-2 punch next season. Pitch foul away, and it's 0-2.
And, oh, somebody made a play.
Yeah.
What if Walt made a video of that?
And that one foul up the third base side.
I'll tell you what, we definitely want to keep Southard off the bases. Jeepers.
She reached twice, been on a fielder's choice and on a single. And she's got tremendous speed. That one foul away, and it's 0-2. And that pitch outside for a ball. One ball and two strikes.
They don't lose her now, Heidi.
And next pitch. And that is outside for a ball. And it's 2-2 now. The ball, and it's now 2-2. Brenham fans wanting a strike call there.
She started moving that bat forward a little.
And a pie ball four, and Southard draws the walk.
Up next is the leadoff, number 23, Kalia Carrion.
Am I right? Was that Heidi's first walk?
Yes. And pitch is foul away.
There's a ooh and a ah there. I think they didn't make a play.
And next pitch is taken for a ball. It's 1-1 on Carrion. Carrion. She was hit by a pitch the first time up, and then had a sack fly, and then flew out to left field. Next pitch, that one foul away. One ball and two strikes. And that one, a little flare out into left field. And
she didn't catch it.
Maybe made the chance, tried to dive for it, and couldn't come up with it. It'll be a hit. And we'll end up with runners at second and third. As on the throw to third, the two runner.
The batter is the catcher.
Carrion kept
12.
Running into second. Now it'd be Chloe Ream.
Green 2-for-3, single, double, and an RBI.
And fouls that one away. Next pitch, swung on and fouled away. And it's 0-2. Time is called. And Coach Van Hook going to have a word with her pitcher. Yeah, well, we got a chance to update on the Astro game. Astros and Nationals. Astros leading at 5-3, bottom of the ninth. They got one out, and Washington's got two runners on. Hader in the game trying not to blow it again.
How long did Verlander last?
He went six innings, only gave up two runs. And if they can hold the lead, we'll be the winning pitcher. But it looked like he did pretty good. He did pretty good tonight. The lineup, six innings, four hits, two runs, no walks, four strikeouts.
It's not too bad.
Yeah. For a first start of the season.
Quite an amazing career.
Yeah. Yes. 1-2 pitch. Swung on and fouled away. That runner's at second and third. Two outs in the inning. Busker trying to get out of this one without giving up any additional runs. We're in the top of the sixth.
Reed way out in front on that one.
And that one temporarily got away, and not far enough for the runners to come home.
Hey, we got a good bounce off the back wall there.
Yeah, we certainly did. And so now two balls and two strikes. And that one, it's going to be caught.
Oh, what a catch!
Heckendorf, what a play.
Woo!
Just leaped up there and made the play there to retire the side. So in the inning, there ended up being no runs, no hit, or one hit, no errors, and two left on. We go to the bottom of the sixth. And back, Cubettes trailing 4-1 back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
For mouth-watering barbecue and homemade sides, go where the locals go. LJ's Barbecue, West Main and Brenham.
Call Climate Defense Systems 979-353-2537 to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
All Right Custom Movers are here for your moving needs, from packing your belongings to loading and unloading your furniture. Call 979-337-4285.
Buying or selling property? Turn to the professionals at Hody Real Estate. Go online to HodyRE.com.
Horseshoe Junction, Brenham's Family Fun Pack, mini golf, laser tag, rock walls, go-karts, and arcades with prizes. Eat, play, repeat. Subway, freshly sliced. Order online, on your phone app, or in person with three Subway locations in Brenham.
Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow.
American Overhead Door Company, Brenham's original overhead door company since 1975. Call 979-836-4442.
Take charge of your health with Brenham Fitness, Washington County's number one fitness solution, with locations on South Market and Prairie Lee Street.
Calvary Baptist Church in invites you to join them every Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are.
All right, back we go here. And for the Cubettes here in the bottom of the sixth inning, they trail it 4-1. It's going to be Sarah Mabee, Kaylin Rodriguez, and Annie Beckendorf to bat here against Gracie Ream. They did end up winning it. Astros 5-3 final there. And pitch is fouled away. Next pitch, outside for a ball.
Sarah with a big RBI doubler last at bat.
And now let's see if she can get something started here. And pops this one foul. And it'll be 1-2.
We talk about the bright spots with College Station. Cubette's got some bright spots coming back. So
they certainly do. And got a good report here on the bottom of the sixth inning. Cubs have taken the lead on Magnolia 2-1.
Whoa.
On a two-run double by Landry Mendoza.
There we go.
And swung on a miss, maybe down on strikes for out number one. And that'll bring up Kaylin Rodriguez.
The batter is senior, number 20, Kaylin Rodriguez.
She's stacking up the K's.
Yeah. Rodriguez struck out a first time up, laid down a sacrifice bunt last time up. Right now, Cubette's just looking for some base runners. Yeah, swung on and missed. No balls and two strikes. And next pitch, up high for a ball, 1-2. And up high for a ball, 2-2. Fouled away.
There you go.
Rodriguez hanging in there. Two balls, two strikes. And looks checking on the catcher, Chloe Ream. Looked like she may have got shaken up a little bit on the play.
Caught off the mask.
Yeah,
and it doesn't matter. That mask is all padded and everything, but yeah. I guarantee you, when that ball hits that mask, it's going to ring, I promise you. Hey. She's a catcher.
Yeah.
She's tough.
Yeah, that's like a requirement of being a catcher.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, that's terrible. That was a foot outside on that pitch and called strike three.
Gosh.
He must be ready to go home.
Number 15, Annie Beckendorf.
And I'll bring up Annie Beckendorf now.
All right, Annie, just relax and dial in.
That's 15 strikeouts now for Gracie Ream. And pitches outside for a ball. 1-0 count. Swung on and missed, 1-1.
That brutal changeup.
And next pitch, taking 4 points, 2-1.
If a softball pitcher has a good changeup, Doug, it's like a curveball pitcher in high school baseball, the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
If it's working for you, it's tough to catch up to.
And pitch is a strike called. I think the umpire's ready to go home now.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. He's calling Coach Van Hook. Oh. Apparently somebody in the crowd hassling the umpire. And I think that was Jennifer Griffin, the principal from the high school, going to...
Yes.
Settle the person down. And swung on and missed, and they're going to throw down to Clark at first to complete the strikeout, and that'll retire the side. So in the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. We go to the seventh inning, and it is 4-1 College Station. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, helping your friends and neighbors with auto, home, and life insurance.
Have Nathan's Barbecue cater your next event. They're more than just barbecue. They're Nathan's. Call or find them on Facebook today.
Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in the Brazos Valley. Dynamic Drains, plumbing, and drain experts.
Bluebell Aquatic Center on East Tom Green Street for recreation, therapy, competition, and fun year-round.
For construction equipment and tool rental, visit United Rental, where quality and service is the difference.
Dahlman & Associates, your local Germania insurance agent at 310 South Bluebell Road. Protecting your auto, boat, home, business, and life.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library, your link to the past and gateway to the future.
Smitty's Cafe and Bakery, 4355 US 290 in Brenham. Enjoy home cooking, not at home. Catering available.
Brenham Ironworks, for automatic custom gates and running metal building panels, trim, and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks.
If you have low credit, no credit, or bad credit, you can still get approved for personal loans at First Finance. Call 979-830-1158 or stop by 305 West Main Street in Brenham.
All right, we come back here, top of the seventh inning, and it is going to be Gracie Ream, Bryce Clendenin, and Shannon Yates.
Batter number 20, Gracie Ream.
And Ream the batter. And new pitcher for the Cubs is Kylie Baker in there now. So Baker to pitch the last inning. And pitch is up high for a ball, 2-0. And this pitching change brought to you by Wellman Insurance. Make the change to Wellman Insurance. Wellman Insurance is insurance you can trust and rely on for your health, life, car, home, personal, or business. Give them a call at 836-3613 to get a quote on insurance that's been customized to fit you and your life. That's 836-3613 for Wellman Insurance. Pitch foul away. It's 2-1.
Kylie has a chance to get even.
Yeah.
Remember, she hit the home run off Kylie.
Oh,
in
yeah.
College Station. Set her down.
And that pitch outside of ball, 3-1. And that one in there for a strike and 3-2. First time he's called that a strike tonight when Brendan is pitching.
Like a delayed call then.
Yeah.
I've already called the pitch.
And strike three.
There
call.
We go. There you go.
And Reem retired. And that'll bring up Bryce Clendenin. And Baker with a pitch. And therefore a strike in. It's 0-1.
There you go.
And that one is going to be smacked to center. Halleck Shield with a grab for out number two.
There we go.
And that will be Shannon Yates, the batter.
Number eight, Shannon Yates.
And this one gets over Maurer's head into left field for a base hit.
Just out of her reach.
And maybe it was right there to fire it back in and hold her to a single. And it's Wiggins to bat now. She was pinch hit for last time by Linton, but now Wiggins back up there. She walked and scored her first time up and flew out to right field last time up. Pitch from Baker, swung out and missed, 0-1.
Nice fastball there by Kylie.
Pitches outside for a ball. 1-1. And strike called. 1-2.
Put her in the books.
And that one, a foul ball up the first base side.
Threw a nice pitch there by Kylie. Had her totally fooled. Had her reaching for that pitch.
Yeah, what's a different softball? Up high for a ball. Landry's throw down to second, and the runner's in there safely. Two balls and two strikes on Wiggins. Up high for a ball. 3-2. And this one's going to be popped up. And hey, Tiemann taking charge of it. And she'll catch it to retire the side. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. We go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Cubs trailing at 4-1. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Yum, sweets and eats. Serving delicious pizzas, wraps, candy, homemade fudge, and ice cream in downtown Brenham.
Tired of high energy bills? Contact Climate Defense Systems to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
Leroy Schrader Contractor, rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
Coring Monument Company, serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monuments and cemetery work. CoringMonument.com.
A juicy burger, chocolate shake, french fries, and fancy ketchup. Whataburger, perfect at all hours of the day.
Seidel Schrader, striving to elevate and serve others by providing quality tax, accounting, consulting, and audit services to the Brazos Valley since 1967.
Naylor Floors, LLC, experience of wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
For the highest quality home medical equipment and supplies, see Medicare Equipment Specialties. 1404 South Austin.
Turn to the experts. Branham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier factory authorized dealer, celebrating 69 years of sales and service.
All right, as we come back here, Kaylee Rodriguez, the scheduled hitter, and she'll be followed by Mackenzie Tiemann and then Stella Landry.
Doug, I'm going to say hi to my senior class. I doubt if they're listening, but we have a class reunion all weekend.
Yep.
Tonight they're out of Kenny's stores.
So, oh, okay.
I doubt very seriously they're listening. They're probably having a better time.
So, yeah.
But that's okay. Hi, guys.
Yeah. As our good buddy Daryl Kiki likes to refer to, having some German soda water.
Yeah, German soda water.
As we come back here, it is Kaylee Rodriguez to step up.
Number 17, Kaylee Rodriguez.
And first pitch to her is outside for a ball, 1-0.
Now, it looks like you and him will be busy.
Yeah.
Over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah. Getting the
hope a lengthy run.
Yeah.
Hope a lengthy run.
Up high for a ball, and it's 2-0. With both the Panthers and the Lady Panthers making the playoffs.
Wish them all the best.
Yep. Yeah. And next pitch, a strike call.
As they would all say, we're all Washington County.
Yep, absolutely.
But it's always good to have rivalry, us and Burke. Okay.
Pitch is foul up the first base side, and it'll be 2-2.
It's friendly.
Yes.
It's all friendly
always
rivalry.
Friendly.
We all have a lot of fun with each other.
Yeah.
And then you got to be like Dustin. He goes over and marries the Burton girl.
Yep. And swung and a miss. And Rodriguez down on strikes. And
now
Mackenzie Tiemann the batter. And College Station just two outs away from clinching the district championship.
Number 9, Mackenzie Tiemann.
And they are feeling it right now.
For all of you who are listening, this young lady's quite a pitcher.
She certainly is. Swung on and missed, 0-1.
What she
that's,
just came out with
is seven,
straight fastball.
17 strikeouts.
That is 17. Yeah. That is correct.
Wow. 0-1 count on team, or 0-2 count on team in now.
After the game, we'll give you all the comparison.
And swung on a miss. That's 18.
Oh, here's Kinley.
Coming in the back.
And Kinley and Kowiak going to hit for.
And Kowiak.
For Stella Landry here.
Kinley, one of our returning Cubettes.
Yeah, we'll see her another season next year. And pitch taken for a ball, 1-0. She'll probably claim one of those vacant outfield spots.
Probably a good opportunity, maybe in center, maybe.
Yeah.
That's a great point, Doug, that you brought that up.
And outside for a ball, 2-0. With Nevaeh Holmes on deck. And swung out and missed. Two balls and one strike. Just missing a ball, 3-1. Reem a little mad at that. Now she's getting a little mad at the ump. She wanted that one.
I tell you what, her sister's done a pretty good job of framing some pitches.
Yeah. 3-1. And the pitch to Ankoviak swung out and missed, 3-2. And now Cubette's season comes down to their final strike.
Follow the pitch, Kenley. Follow the pitch.
Swung and a miss, and that's it.
Change up.
And that'll do it in College Station. We'll get the victory tonight. 4-1 the final score, and they are your district champions. And so that'll take us to our post-game show. This broadcast of the Brenham Cubette softball game was made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. The post-game show is made possible by Conjure Tile, Performance Health and Wellness, Thielemann Construction, Mattress Guys, Woodman Life, John Breed with State Farm, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger and Brenham, Holy Real Estate, WC Tractor, Brazos Valley School Credit Union, Honda of Brenham, Nathan's Barbecue, DDM Pipe and Steel, and the Bank of Brenham. Back with the postgame after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Hi, friends. Gary Dernberger with Bank of Brenham. Whether it's between innings or a pitching change, a break in the action is plenty of time to use Bank of Brenham's fast and easy-to-use mobile app or online banking. By the time the action resumes, you could have checked balances, deposited funds, or paid bills. To learn more, go to bankbob.com or call us at 836-3332. Bank of Brenham is a proud supporter of the Cubs and Cubettes. Go Cubs and bank with Bob in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. Member FDIC.
Do you have a number one on your list when it comes to quality new home construction, remodeling, or plumbing repairs? Thielemann Construction and Stega Thielemann Plumbing have been serving this community for over 64 and 47 years, respectively. With such a strong history of lasting quality, make Thielemann Construction and Stega Thielemann Plumbing your first choice for any of your residential needs. Thielemann Construction and Stega Thielemann Plumbing are proud to sponsor the local area athletes and are cheering for the Cubs and Cubettes during this baseball and softball season.
Are you searching for a healthier lifestyle? Living with everyday stress? Are you an injured athlete, a weekend warrior, or something in between? At Performance Health and Wellness, Dr. Reagan and her staff are ready to get you feeling your best with chiropractic care for all walks of life, aesthetic services for all skin types, and counseling services for ages 6 to 17. Make an appointment today at Performance Health and Wellness by calling 979-451-9111 or by visiting the new office at 301 East Academy Street in Brenham.
Wayne and Clarence of Memorial Oaks Chapel are proud to support the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes baseball and softball teams this season. We're cheering on the Cubs and Cubettes into another successful season leading into the playoffs. We wish them a swift and safe victory this spring. Memorial Oaks Chapel is grateful to serve the families of Washington County, one family at a time. Memorial Oaks Chapel, we make it personal.
And we come back here to Alumni Field, and once again, your final score, College Station wins it 4-1. They are your district champions, and they are moving on into the playoffs. Meanwhile, the season, unfortunately, coming in, this is always my least favorite part of the season, because it means the season's over, and don't get to see these gals no more.
Well, that is, you know, it seems like we just started,
yeah.
And here we go. The season went by so fast. You know, we had a lot of great moments,
yeah,
with all these young ladies. They were really, really very special.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to get to hear You're going to get to chat with six of them.
Yep.
So.
And, yeah. Well, I you still got your jerseys on, so I'm good. And, Kaylin, welcome in. And, I know not the way y'all wanted to go out tonight, but I know over the years y'all have had a lot of fun, with this program. And, just talk about how special tonight's been leading up to all this.
So really, it's been special to play with amazing people, amazing teammates, people that you always count on. It's been really special the past 4 years to go out and just compete with each other and have fun every game, and this really does hurt.
Yeah, and y'all have had some great fan support, and to have your parents out there and your siblings as well. What is it? How much is their support meant to y'all?
A lot. We count on our community for a lot of support. When we're down, they pick us up. They're always here. They're always supporting us. They go to every game. They just cheer no matter what. It's been really special to live in this town with so much tradition and community pride that it's really hard to leave.
Yeah. Well, Kaylin, we've really enjoyed watching you play the last few years and want to wish you all the best at your next destination.
Thank you.
All right. And Kaylee, come on in. And Kaylee, as we were saying, not the way y'all wanted to go out, but y'all have had such a great run these last 4 years with being a part of this program. And just how much has meant to you as a player to be in there, and not only to be able to get to do this with your sister too.
It's really special because having someone so close to you and all these girls, we've grown up together, and it's just really special to see us come together and compete these last 4 years.
Yeah, and yeah, y'all have been through so much, and I imagine take a lot of good memories with you as well.
Yes.
Yeah, and now the future awaits. I know it won't be too just a little over a month and a half. Graduation will be around here too. Yeah, and just want to say thank you. We've really enjoyed watching you the last few years, and good luck to you.
Thank you.
All righty. And now Della. Yeah, we've had these conversations a lot over the last 4 years, but it was nice to get you to get to come out. I imagine for you after the way things have kind of gone, to be able to come out and at least get to take that circle one more time.
Yes, sir. It felt great, and you know this season was a little bit unexpected and not, you know, the way we planned it to go and the run we made, but I'm still proud of this team and the fight that we had at least tonight, you know, against a really competitive College Station team. And it felt, I was very prideful and honored to be able to take the mound tonight.
Yeah. And I guess we won't say nothing about the two idiots in the black jersey. we have really enjoyed watching you the last few years. You've had a fantastic career here at Brenham, and I know you got a lot of great memories being a part of this team.
Absolutely. Thank you. Yes.
All right. Thank you, Della, and wish you all the best.
Thank you.
And Annie, it's of course for the folks at home, it's an emotional night here. Of course, I told Tommy this is my least favorite night of the season. It's the last game because we just have so much fun watching y'all play each and every week here. I guess first things first, thank y'all for letting us be a part
y'all.
Of the journey
thank
along,
so much.
Along
yes.
the way, and. Of course, as we said, not the way y'all wanted to end it, but I know y'all take a lot of great memories from this group with you.
Yes, sir. I think just to play in Brenham is like really special, small town feel. As you can see tonight, practically the whole community comes out to support each and every one of us, and I think that's really special that not a lot of teams can say that they have. So
yeah.
That's why, yeah, tonight is really special.
And one thing, looking forward to you and Hallie, we get to call you games two more years
with
Buccaneers. So
go Bucks!
Definitely
go Bucks.
Looking forward to that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're excited.
Yeah, and well, thank you for joining us and wish you all the best.
Thank you so much.
All right. All right, Nebby, come on in. And first of all, this been a great senior season. Just wish we could have had. It's like one of those where we wish some of the outcomes of just one thing or another could have gone the other way. But I know y'all have had a lot of fun along the way.
Yes, yes, it's been a lot of fun being able to play along some lifelong friends, you know, just making memories and enjoying the special moments that you get.
Yeah, so. And now I know you're moving on to college. Now, this one I wasn't familiar with. Can you tell us a little bit about where the college where you're going to be heading?
So it's in New York. It's about 30 miles away from Buffalo, 30 miles west
of
Buffalo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's a D3.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, SUNY Fredonia.
Oh, okay. So, I'm looking forward to that. And moving on to the next chapter, and we want to wish you all the very best and good luck up there.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. And we're going to get Hallie Scheel in there now. And Hallie, unfortunately, y'all had a tough pitcher, Gracie Ream, out there. It looked like you had the most success out of the first couple at bats there. What were you seeing in those two at bats there?
I was just focusing on just having fun, and we have nothing left to lose, so I just went out to have fun and just to do it with the teammates that I've been playing with since I was little, so just to have fun.
Yeah, I can remember y'all all together, all back in Little League, and now here you are making the way up to the high school level, and I know y'all had a lot of special memories.
Della is a phenomenal pitcher. I know things didn't turn out the way she wanted to this year or any, but I'm assuming she's definitely going to do great things in college. Every single one of us is going to do great things in college, except for Kaylee, but she's not going to college, but she's going to have a bright future as well.
Yeah, and looking forward to seeing you and Annie next year playing for Blinn. And I know you're looking forward to that. Matter of fact, Coach Ingram was in the stands here tonight, and I guess checking on her future players. And I know y'all are looking forward to that.
Yes, sir. It's really good to play in the community and then to play it again when we go to college, the same community. So I hope that next year the Brigham Cubettes have the same success or even better. And then I hope that everybody does good in college.
All right. Well, thank you, Hallie, and good luck to you. And now we're going to get Coach Roberts in here. And, Coach, what can you say? This has been – you hate to see this go because this has been a fun senior class to watch.
Very much. You know, when they came in as freshmen, it had been a few years since we even made the playoffs, you know, and they just made a big mark on the program in general. I get emotional because I love them so much.
Yeah.
They're a good group of kids. But I talked to them, you know, this year things just did not fall for us. Like, we needed one line drive to just drop, or we lost so many close games, and it was just kind of like it wasn't meant to be for us this year. And our district's tough, so when things aren't meant to be each game, you know, we end up where we're at. And I still think we have a very skilled team. And, I mean, I'm looking forward. Five of the six of them are going to continue to play, which is awesome. And I know they're going to be missed a lot around here. We've had a lot of fun playoff series with them.
Yeah.
Like, as a coach, some of them, Lake Belton last year is on the top of my list of just competing, and these kids are the reason behind that, you know. So just a lot of fun with them.
Yeah, and also a good support system, too, with the parents, grandparents, and siblings, and the Brenham community just coming out and supporting this team each game at home.
Yeah, and especially knowing, you know, tonight that we still didn't have a chance to get in after Tuesday, and that was rough, and they still came out and showed them, you know, what it's all about, and that's just really special to me when I saw how many people were here, knowing our season was done. It just tells how awesome it is for them.
Yeah. And, Coach, lastly, Tommy and I want to thank y'all for letting us be a part of this, a small part that we played.
No, man, and y'all are just as special.
And, and we look forward to doing it again next year.
While I was sitting at home, I got to listen, and that's awesome. Not everybody gets that, you know. Y'all are great. Work hard.
All right, Coach, thank you very much, and we'll talk to you again down the road.
Awesome, thank you.
All right, and let's send you back to the studios and hear these words from our sponsors.
Introducing Whataburger's new Bacon Steakhouse Double. With creamy steak sauce, crispy fried onions, aged cheddar, and crunchy bacon, this is a special occasion burger. But what is a special occasion? A day at the park? That's special. Your Friday meeting getting canceled? Special. Uninterrupted alone time spent with your innermost thoughts swirling through your consciousness? Sure, why not? Any occasion can be a special occasion with the Bacon Steakhouse Double, available only at Whataburger for a limited time.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank with Texas Farm Credit in Brenham. If you're thinking about buying property or even a new home, our team at Texas Farm Credit can help you finance it. Texas Farm Credit is an agricultural lending cooperative that's been helping Texans grow for more than 100 years. We share our earnings with our members through our cashback patronage program. The more we earn, the more we return. Let us tailor a financing package just for you. We offer competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Come see us at 1301 Highway 290 East or online at TexasFarmCredit.com/Brenham.
So now that the baby is coming, I guess we'll need to get life insurance?
Woodman Life.
What?
Good company. And they give back. That's what cinched it for your dad and me. Look, you need life insurance. You might as well get it from a company that does charitable works in the communities it serves.
In Brenham, your Woodman Life agents are Amanda and Russell Coring, Christine Muehlbrand, Dorothy Dunsworth, and Marie Taylor.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
Kenjura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Kenjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the students of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kenjura Tile wish good luck to the Brenham High School and Blinn baseball and softball teams, and thanks to all the coaches, parents, and the schools for all their hard work and contributions in making this experience possible for the young people of Washington County. Kenjura Tile says, go, play, win.
Time now to name our John Breeden Star of the Game, and we're going to do a little tradition that started with our old buddy, the sports doc. And
I have to remind you of that, so yeah. I hope you're okay with that.
Absolutely.
There were some very special young ladies that created a great deal, many, many, many special memories, and I'll name three, and then I'll let Doug named three, Della Jasinski, Hallie Scheel, Annie Beckendorf.
And then also Kaylin and Kaylee Rodriguez and Nevaeh Holmes. Just some great moments, and we wish all six of those young ladies the very best for what the future has in store for them.
Oh, I can assure you this, folks. The time that Doug and I were able to spend with those young ladies, I can assure you this, 10 years from now, they will be making a statement, a very, very positive statement in our community and in our country.
Absolutely. And so the star of the game are our senior class. And the star of the game brought to you by John Breeden State Farm Insurance. See State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day Street in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service, insurance you can trust. And now for our Hyundai of Brenham drive of the game. And
had a couple.
Yeah, had a couple of good ones. Honorable mention to Hallie for her double, but this one was the one that came right after her.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Sarah Mabey came up and, I mean, drove a solid double to the left center field fence, scoring Hallie Scheel very easily. That was in the bottom of the fourth inning. Sarah Mabey, our Hyundai of Brenham, drive of the game.
And drive off in a new Hyundai today. Hyundai of Brenham offers a fantastic selection of vehicles, flexible financing options, expert auto services, and exceptional customer service. Whether you're in the market for a sedan, SUV, or truck, we've got something for you. Our dedicated team is here to assist you every step of the way, ensuring you find the perfect vehicle to suit your needs. Come visit us at 1710 Highway 290 West in Brenham and see why we're the preferred choice for drivers in our community. Back with a final wrap-up after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Spring is in the air, and that means I'm here to help you spring into a good night's sleep with Mattress Guys. Hi, I'm Anthony Jasinski, Brenham's own Mattress Guy. Are your mattress springs giving you a hard time? Stop by my store and check out some of our reliable brands like Sealy and Tempur-Pedic. We have everything from cooling technology to just good old-fashioned comfort. And remember, the best buys are with Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center, or call 836-1010 today.
Hyundai of Brenham boasts an extensive inventory designed to cater to a diverse range of driving preferences and needs, from sleek, fuel-efficient sedans to spacious SUVs. Their selection is equipped to please. They're conveniently located, making it easy for you to stop by and discover your next vehicle. Hyundai of Brenham is proud to sponsor the Brenham Cubs, Cubettes, Blinn Bucks, and the Lady Bucks during this baseball-softball season. They believe in fostering community spirit and supporting local teams. Drop by at 1710 Highway 290 West in Brenham and see why they're the preferred choice for drivers.
Start the year off right with a new Holland utility tractor from WC Tractor in Brenham and warm up with preseason savings. Get 0% deals or cash back offers on PowerStar T5, Workmaster Utility, and T6 models. These powerful, comfortable tractors deliver from 40 to 126 PTO horsepower and capably handle nearly any job you throw at them, from loading to haymaking. Warm up with preseason savings now at WC Tractor in Brenham. Offer ends March 31st. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approval. Standard terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
All right, and we come back here, and I don't believe we passed it along, but the Cubs, we got word the Cubs won their game 2-1, the final score over there in Magnolia. So at least we get, one good thing out of
that. Yeah, we got a split tonight. The Cubs got a split this week. They really lost a heartbreaker Tuesday night, and glad to see them keep their heads up and come back out and just kept fighting, and they win that ball game. So great job by the Cubs and Coach Wheaton and all of his coaches and staff.
And we'll see them again on Tuesday night as the Cubs go on the road to Lake Creek for the final road game of the season. And then we'll wrap it up 1 week from tonight with the final Cub home game against Lake Creek at Fireman's Park. And we hope you'll be there with us. Of course, both those games, 6:35 pregame, 7 o'clock start times here on KWHI. Well, that's going to wrap it up for us. I want to thank Madison back at the studios for her always great work on the boards. Big thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in. And, of course, we thank our sponsors who make our broadcast possible. And for all of us here at KWHI Sports, Doug and Tommy saying good night, everybody.